PECO's 1,600-member unionized workforce says the company isn't bargaining in good faith as the current contract is set to expire at midnight. The union filed an unfair labor practice complaint earlier today, saying PECO hasn't countered with any meaningful proposals. The union's issues are wages, retirement, and health care, and it emphasizes how dangerous the job can be. It also highlights the on-call nature of the work and 16-hour shifts. IBEW Local 614 officials say the company is trying to break the union, but PECO's Chief Operating Officer Nicole Levine says that's not true.
Employees already, they make a great wage, and we're looking to increase what they're already given, including, some opportunities for retirement. And, we have a great benefit package here at PECO now, and I think we'll be able to come to some agreement.
The union hasn't taken a strike authorization vote. If it comes to that, PECO says it has a plan to keep operations running without halting service. Congresswoman Madeleine Dean conducted an oversight visit of Philadelphia's Federal Detention Center this morning. WHYY's Kenny Cooper has more.
As of last year, the Trump administration has also been using the facility to hold ICE detainees. Dean says she's learned a lot from Tuesday's visit. The system, the Montgomery County lawmaker says, is under pressure.
I decry this administration's immigration policies, ICE tactics, and it was completely appropriate that we not move forward with any further funding of ICE.
Dean was unable to speak with any of the ICE detainees. She plans on returning after she fills out a special waiver. Kenny Cooper, WHYY News.
Partly cloudy skies on this Tuesday afternoon. Temperatures, though, feel downright summery. 80 degrees outside right now in Philly, 78 in Reading, Atlantic City at 66, Wilmington at 80 as well. Overnight, temperatures in Philadelphia get down into the mid-60s.